Merry Christmas. Absolutely. You know, I just want to pause one moment. I wasn't going to say this here tonight, but again, great to see families. And as I was having exchanges here right before the service began, you know, it's amazing. There are some people that didn't plan to be here, and they're here tonight because of flights. There are people who plan to be here, and they're not able to be here. And there's some people that landed in the ditch coming here, and they're here. I heard that story too. We're here. God has a special message for us in the songs, and I pray also in this message here tonight that I just want to share briefly with you, and that's this. Is Christmas about perfection or being present? There's a lot of pressure and hustle and bustle to make for the perfect moment on this evening. I don't know if your family has experienced that. Just to give you a rundown of what happened in my household, the lucky household here, we had dinner at 4 o'clock, mainly because that way you can eat before you put on the nice clothes so that there's not ketchup stains. Anyone relate to that? Yeah? You resonate with that. We do that also early so that you can get the nice clothes on, and then some of us spend a lot of time in front of the mirror making sure that every piece of hair like looks just right. You're a hairstylist right there. Does that relate to you? Don't hide. In our household also, wasn't a part of this, but I'm sure it happened. Miles has got a bow tie. Were there any wrestling maneuvers to get that on? I didn't know if that, yes, and you won. Alicia won the battle. Awesome. All this hustle and bustle for the perfect night, at least a perfect picture at the Christmas tree here after church service. Perfection. Actually, to put this service together, it's always amazing to me, all the people that are involved. I just want to say thank you to everyone that's involved. It's just such a blessing to be a part of a team here at Peace and just to see all the pieces come together. See, someone put together the bulletin and the slides. Dan, thank you for that. Decorations were put up here in the sanctuary a few weeks back. Lots of people contributed to that. Special music. Man, how awesome was that? We don't usually, no one clapped. Pastor's not supposed to clap, but man, that was so awesome. Yeah. And Colleen, how many services in Christmas? Amazing, always. And Suzanne, thank you for playing tonight. And Jerry and Joyce were here this morning setting up communion. And 10 o'clock come in and they're here. You know, all for that perfect moment tonight. We're going to have it. We're going to have it here right here. It's going to be beautiful. Silent night. Quietness, peace, tranquility, light in the darkness, perfection. Oh man, sorry to ruin it. Reading the gospel text, thank you to our readers too tonight. When you take a look at the text of Jesus' birth, it actually struck me this year more than any other about how there's actually some imperfect things that are happening in the actual story of Jesus' birth. Not in Jesus himself, but in some of the details. How about this little detail? It is shared that, this isn't so perfect, that the Savior of the world was born in a Bethlehem stable. Now think about that for a moment. A stinky place. Maybe a crude place. Not so glamorous, not a lot of pizzazz in that setting. Sheep are grazing, donkeys are stubborn with their own mind, cows mooing when Joseph and Mary are trying to talk together. It's not the most perfect setting for the birth of the Savior of the world. Then something else stood out to me this year. That is this, Joseph. Now Joseph is an amazing person, beautiful character, loyal to his wife. Awesome husband to be. But isn't this detail kind of funny? He shows up to Bethlehem with the Holy Family late, and all they get is a stable. Now, if you knew your wife was pregnant and you were heading in for a journey, wouldn't you make sure that you get there in time to get a nice place? If you knew your wife was giving birth to the Savior of the world, wouldn't you make sure you're there on time? Now, scholars, if you take a look at different scholars on why they're late and they land in a stable, there are a couple of thoughts. Number one, Joseph was just late. That's not a great detail. Here's another thought. Joseph was poor. Didn't have enough money to afford the Best Western in Bethlehem.